Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peake, founder of the Peake Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Okay, I bet you know what a wardrobe is. Do you know what a cordrobe is? That's right. It's called, do you know what your core essentials are? And I don't care what size you are about ready to hear an expert tell you about something you never knew before. That's right, honey. You don't have to be layering on 300 pounds of shapewear to be able to get out the front door. We're talking to Heather Thompson. Lots of you know her from The Real Wives of New York. Yeah, she's a really good looking one. And the popular celebrity off that show, 3 seasons. But most importantly, she's a designer and she's been behind J-Lo and Beyonce. And boy, does she know what she's talking about, because you know something? She lived it. So she started a brand called Yummies, and it is available on HSN, online, in your finer stores. So Heather, welcome to Her Radio. We're all sitting at the edge of our chair. Tell us about your story and Yummies.
Dr. Peake, Michelle, I'm so excited to be with you guys today. What a great program, first of all, you have, and it's such an honor to be on it with you guys, because you talk my talk, ladies, and I can't wait to talk Yummy with you. I started this brand after the birth of my first child. You know, I was kind of one of those kids with a good metabolism, and I didn't have to worry too much about weight loss until I got pregnant, and I gained 65 pounds with my first pregnancy. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I was like the Catherine Zeta-Jones of pregnant women. I was pregnant all over. I was just all pregnancy.
Oh, my gosh.
And when I had my little guy, you know, I had real weight loss in front of me. And I thought I knew about health and nutrition. I thought I was a pretty, you know, healthy girl. I knew about eating and food, and I really didn't know much at all. You know, fast forward to 8 years later, I know a whole lot more, and we'll get more into that. But I went to the shapewear department to boost my confidence while I was trying to lose the weight. And when I got there, I was literally aghast at my choices. I was like, these are my grandmother's girdles. You know, the shapewear department is frozen in time. You know what I mean? I thought there was newness here. There's nothing but, you know, ace bandages and ugly looking things, but I scarfed up a bunch of them anyway, and I brought them home because I wanted to boost my confidence. I thought that, you know, if I looked the part, then, you know, people would think that I was feeling better. I also had a kid with health issues, so I had a sick little baby on top of it, so I didn't want anyone feeling sorry for me, and I thought if I, you know, kind of looked the part, I could act the part. And so I was home, and I was pulling on one of those traditional ugly shapewear pieces that, you know, the contraption you wrap around your bra, you know what I mean? With the big ugly seam up the front where it's basically like a pantyhose.
Breathing is optional, and
yeah,
you know, you
is
feel
optional.
Like a sausage.
Exactly. And my so I was miserable at what I had to put on, and then my husband walked in the room, and he said, "What the heck is that?" And I said, "Oh, get out, get out." He goes, "What are you wearing, honey? You're beautiful. Like, get that thing off, you know." And it was with a tear streaming down my face that I invented the 3-panel tank. So the cornerstone.
Yay!
The cornerstone of Yummy by Heather Thompson was an invention, and it was the 3-panel tank. And what it was cotton at the top, it was tricot, which is a shaping fabric in the middle, and then cotton again at the bottom. It didn't compress my bust. It didn't roll up like a vinyl blind, you know what I mean? Like, whoop!
Been there, and done that.
Yes, and it smoothed and slimmed and shaped me comfortably, and it was meant to be seen. I could show it off. So with that phenomenon, the idea of Yummy was born. And when I had my second child, my little girl Ella, I gained 64 pounds. I ate like a pig with Jax. I ate like a rabbit with Ella, and I gained 1 pound less. So it's just my DNA. I make, you know, big pregnancies. And I remember 2.5 years later digging in my drawer for that invention that I had sewn and realizing that the marketplace still hadn't caught on to the fact that shapewear was antiquated. What they were selling was yesterday's idea. And so that with that, I launched the brand Yummy by Heather Thompson.
Well, I think everyone needs to go to www.yummy.com. That's Y-U-M-M-I-E life. www.peakperformancecenter.com so that you have a chance to be able to see some of this. I actually had the pleasure of meeting Heather at the International Spa Association's recent meeting in Las Vegas, where she had some of her beautiful spa-like clothes on display, and my jaw just hit the floor. Needless to say, Heather and I linked in about 3 seconds, if it took us that long. Did it take us that long? I don't think
maybe,
so.
Maybe.
And I said to myself, women out there are just trying to wedge themselves, crowbar themselves into, you know, a lot of this underwear, as it were. And you came up with a really cool word, and it's called, instead of wardrobe, it's cordrobe.
Cordrobe.
Tell us about cordrobe. What's cordrobe?
I'll tell you, when I first started the brand, I didn't even want to call it shapewear because shapewear had such a negative connotation. It was ugly. It was embarrassing. You know, it would hit the circular file. God forbid a young girl was on a date and she was going to get lucky that night. She was certainly not something anyone wanted to see. And I wanted to change all that. You know, we need to be proud as women. We need to embrace our flaws as much as our features and, you know, be confident. And so if I could have, I wouldn't have called it shapewear at all, but then no one would have known what I was talking about, right? But I invented a word called cordrobe. It's really like the core of your dressing. It's like your foundation, but it helps you shape yourself into the best you can be. So we're just flesh and blood after all, no matter what our size. You know, your fat roll is relative. If it's yours, it's yours. I don't care if you're a size 0 or if you're a size 22. You know what I mean? And I wanted to embrace that, and I wanted to just smooth and shape women so they could be the best them that they could be. Not smoke and mirrors, not pouring themselves, like you said, you know, into a sausage casing, you know, to try to look 20 pounds thinner. I mean, if you want to be 20 pounds thinner, we're not going to do that with a garment. We can help a little bit. We can smooth and shape, but we can talk about other things, about weight loss. Shapewear is really meant to make you the best you can be. Think about when it was invented, you know, in the 50s. And women were wearing girdles. And it was about a little bit of a nip tuck. It was about a little bit nice shape. It was a nice silhouette and a figure. And now that modernization, shapewear comes out of the closet. I design product that's versatile, that's meant to be seen. So it's fashion and function living harmoniously.
Which
in garments.
I love.
Yes,
which
that
I
start
absolutely
as your wardrobe.
Well, what I love about the cordrobe, and you've got to see this, ladies, in her radio land. I mean, it was jaw-dropping for me. The bras look so amazingly comfortable. And you know what's really cool is you layer this stuff. It's got some beautiful leggings. It also has jeans that have a nice panel. Hello. And it's really subtle, so it really keeps you this way. And the other thing that's really cool is they're beautiful, sexy, and you wear them outdoors, throw on some boots, just make it work for yourself. But you got yourself a core. It also has some fitness gear too, which I really, really love. So I want everyone out there to get on over to Yummy Life. That's Y-U-M-M-I-E Life. You could also find it on HSN. I believe you just have done a huge day and you're still doing it on HSN today.
Yes, I'm here right now.
Yeah.
It's in
absolutely
all the best department stores. Nordstrom, Dillard's, Bloomingdale's.
There you go. Bloomies.
YummyLife.com, HSN.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Find
and
it.
I
it's
want everyone
there
to look at it. And what you're also going to find is Heather is beautiful inside and out. She's a woman who totally gets it. Girlfriend, she's been there twice. Come on, we're talking like 265-pound weight gains. And then she kind of flitted on back down again. And she's working it because she gets it. What she also has is tremendous passion for what she does. So get on over there to Yummy Life, YUMMIELIFE.com. Scope it out because, honey, I'm wearing it. How about you? Hey, Heather, thanks for being on her radio. I'm so happy that we were able to share your wonderful story about yummies. Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You got a question for us? Email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Whatever you do, stay well.